You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Krauss in the studio and we're going to be having a chat. On the other side of this, it is Candy, which is from the new record we're about to talk about. This is Krauss with Candy. This is from Chocolate Candy Love and Dreams, which is the new EP. We've got Krauss in the studio. Kia ora, how are you?
Morning, I'm really good, thank you, Rachel. How are you?
Oh, it's great to have you up here. It's been a wee while, and to be celebrating this new EP, which is, I've got the tape in front of me, a little bit of...
That's what the tape sounds like. Yeah.
It's beautiful. We were just talking about the cover image before, which is this like gorgeous macro shot of a crystal.
Yeah.
Did you just find it on the deep dive of the internet?
Yeah. There's a lot of great public domain photography on Wikimedia Commons that it's like easily searchable and stuff. So I was looking for something really kind of sugary, kind of like psychedelic like that. So it's kind of perfect. Yeah.
Totally. Mm. So the album does kind of set that up. Chocolate Candy Love and Dreams. It's a great title. What were you sort of thinking about when you were making this? Did you know it was going to be a body of work, first of all, or was it like a bunch of songs that you suddenly thought, oh yeah, that could be a collection?
It's kind of from a distinct time period of only about a month. I think it was probably about March I was working on most of it. And it's quite stands out in my catalogue. Mm-hmm. It's very kind of bright and clean and sort of... I think quite kind of positive sounding, and that actually feels a little bit kind of exposing to share that stuff with people because it is a bit unusual for me.
Your sound like varies so much from track to track and from cassette to cassette.
Yeah,
you have these like gorgeous, crunchy, fantastic guitar-y records, and then you've got this beautiful, bubbly, light sound from this album.
Mm.
What were you making this on? What kind of tech were you working with?
So this one again is unusual because it was made with just one machine,
right?
And just recorded live out of that. All the tracks is like tiny overdubs, but it's mostly just it's a synthesizer I got last year. It's made by a company called Electron. who make also make the Octatrack, but this is just a synthesizer they make called the Digitone.
And, nice.
So the part of the backstory from this release is that I basically made it in bed because I have chronic illness and when I have to have recuperation time, which at the moment I'm like half the time in bed basically, and to find a way to still be working and doing music, like just for my own mental health, has been really, really good. So having this box that's like small, I can just have it like on a bed table and bed and work on it, but it's super powerful and can do whole tracks and like a whole album with it.
That's so
turns
cool.
Out. So yeah,
and it must be nice as well to, I guess, when you're in that space to have something new to learn as well, and like some new tech to play around with.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Just like that, because I've had it for a short enough time, it's still like kind of exploring what it can do and stuff, and like the excitement of that is really amazing. So that's been really, really cool. And like it is kind of like a nice challenge to just take one piece of gear and try to produce whole tracks of that in a whole EP. And also this is my live show.
Yeah.
The live show is basically the core of it is this EP. And I think it's kind of funny and a nice challenge to just do a whole set with just this one little box. People are always really surprised at the sounds that come out of it, which is kind of cool.
Anyone who's ever seen a Krauss show, no matter what your, you know, instrument or device you're working with at the time is, it's really, it's hypnotic, I think would be a word I'd go for, because you kind of take people into this big sonic world with you. And it's one of those things where I think it's almost hard to explain what you're going to get to someone who's never been to one of those shows before.
Mm.
What would you sort of like, I guess, use as the, you know, the label sticker for if you were like, come to a Krauss show, this is what you're going to expect?
I would say psychedelic music. That's kind of the thing I've ended up settling on.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of broad enough that I feel free to do whatever I want to do, which I think is the most important thing for any artist, to just do whatever the fuck you feel like doing.
Totally.
But I think it's pretty accurate. Like I think my main concern is really creating a real psychedelic kind of atmospheric thing that'll kind of take you on a trip. This seems like a cheesy word to use, but you know, like I think psychedelic is how I'd describe it generally. So
and I think, I mean, thinking about that as well, there is always your music has a kind of a visualness to it as well. That's maybe a strange thing to say, but I find that when I'm listening to your music, I am imagining a lot of like colors and shapes, or with this like wonderful crystal, I think that is, there's a lot of like sort of sparkly sounds and shapes going through. Do you think in terms of like the visual side of things when you're creating the sonic part as well?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it's interesting to hear that other people have that experience, because like definitely I kind of see like kind of colors and shapes and like not like literally like in a synesthesia
when
but like certain sounds to me will be like bright blue or kind of neon red or something like that.
Totally. And
It's something recently I've been doing is working with Damien Golfinopoulos, who's like a filmmaker who's been he's doing a video for this release actually at the moment that's based on a videotape he found of like it's like 80s kind of hypnosis kind of meditation thing with a lot of kind of sparkly like super hypnotic visuals and stuff that it's like perfect for the music.
Sounds fantastic. So you are playing a gig, which is very exciting, with Deep State and Strange Stains, two very, very awesome artists. Deep State we actually had in the studio not too long ago chatting about her work, but tell us a wee bit about Strange Stains, because we were just talking off air. You either know or you don't know about Strange Stains, and once you know, it's a pretty amazing world of music to get stuck into.
She's I think really well known in Wellington, like kind of just a legend there, but I'm not sure how many times she's played in Auckland, only a few times I think. And really great live performer. I've never really seen she can be really intense and kind of aggressive in her vocal delivery, and then between songs just be like super shy and cute, and like just it's just really amazing to watch. And her material's super strong, and she always has amazing outfits. Like she makes her own outfits and stuff, and like really, really happy she's able to do the show.
It's super exciting. When you're putting together like a gig lineup, how do you, I guess, choose who you want to be performing with? Do you just pick mates of yours that you want to play with, or is it more like, this is for this, you know, EP, I want these sounds to kind of like complement it? How do you go about that?
I think, you know, like I wouldn't have a big rock band as a support for something like this, because it's just kind of a weird clash, unless it's like a really big lineup of like 10 bands or something.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, diversity, seriously, is like one of the first considerations. So, you know, yeah, wanted to have women on the bill. And yeah, I think like we're all kind of distinct artists, but making basically weird electronic music. So yeah, I think it's kind of like a good range of stuff, but also kind of fits together. Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So this gig is going to be happening on the...
Saturday, yeah.
Saturday, the
this,
coming Saturday.
Yes, Saturday. Yes,
the 5th of June. And you can grab a ticket through Under the Radar.
Yep.
And it is $20, which is extremely reasonable for three fantastic bands.
$20 on the door. I think it's a bit cheaper if you do pre-sale.
Awesome. Yep. And it's at the Audio Foundation.
Yeah.
The home of all things Krauss, really.
It is true. Yeah, yeah. I work there on a Saturday and yeah, I've got a long relationship with them. Yeah. I was wondering if I should explain where that is to people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's still a lot of people who maybe don't know.
I think that's a good idea.
It's on Point and Terrace, which it's sort of, if you go through St. Kevin's Arcade and down the stairs, there's a street and you go around to the left and there's a big factory building there called Parisian Ties and Belts, and it's right at the bottom of the stairs in that building. So,
it is one of my favourite places to take someone who's never been before because they're like, this whole world is at the bottom of this tie factory.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Yeah.
Well, firstly, there's a working factory in the middle of the Auckland
Central
CBD,
Auckland. Yeah.
Which is amazing. But yeah, we're super
making
lucky.
Making ties and belts, which feels like such a throwback from a different era, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. And Audio Foundation, honestly, just we're so lucky it exists. It's just such an amazing institution.
Yeah.
The staff are so brilliant and the programming is incredible.
It absolutely
is. And they do so much on really like quite a shoestring budget, really. So, yeah.
Totally.
They're great.
Huge shout outs to the Audio Foundation.
Yeah.
Thank you, Krauss, for coming in and chatting to us about your new EP. If people want to get it digitally, your Bandcamp is KRAUSSSS.
Yep.
Four S's.
Yep.
Yep. .bandcamp.com. And the tapes, are they in Flying Out at the moment?
Yep, there's some Flying Out or through the Bandcamp. And also, it's going on streaming services tomorrow. So,
cool.
Spotify and Apple Music, and I think just all of them. Yeah, so that's happening tomorrow. So, yeah.
Fantastic. It's also currently on the playlist. We've got
cool.
Land of Compliments on the playlist, so people can vote for it if they like the sound of it. Vote, and then the name of the artist, in this case, Krauss, to 5395. Thank you so much for coming in. We'll see you on Saturday.
Oh, thank you.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.